Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Ecclesiastes. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come now to the end of the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verses 1, chapter 10, chapter 11, and chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, chapter 11, chapter 12. It is my goal tonight to finish the book of Ecclesiastes. It is my goal, Lord willing, to finish this book of Ecclesiastes, this research paper on how to be happy, of what is the meaning to life, what is it that can bring fulfillment in life. Amen. Everybody is trying to look for fulfillment. Everybody trying to find satisfaction. As Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. Regardless how hard I try, and I try, and I'll try. Can't get no satisfaction. That's what Mick Jagger say. Amen. And everybody tried to find satisfaction, regardless what your mama, your daddy, sister, brother tell you, that don't work, you still try it for yourself. Solomon, God said, let me do something here. I'm going to give one man all of the money. I'm going to give this one man all of the smarts, and I'm going to let him put a research paper together, and when he finishes it, I'm going to put it in my book. And that's what the book of Ecclesiastes is. It's this man named Solomon, the smartest man, the wisest man in the world, and the richest man in the world, who went on a research, put a research paper together for us so that we don't have to make the same mistakes that he done made. He made a whole bunch of mistakes. In one sense, I'm glad I don't have a lot of money. In one sense. I didn't say now. I'm just glad I'm saying in one sense. Don't leave me off your Christmas list this year. I heard pastor say in Bible study, so ain't no sense in us giving him nothing this year. Just scratch his name. No, I didn't say that. Y'all didn't hear me say I didn't want no Christmas present, Sister Wilbert. Amen. Amen. I still believe in Christmas. Amen. Amen. But this man, he done this research paper. And he come to chapter 10, and he still makes some observations. And he's still observing various people in chapter 10. He's going to observe some various people. And he starts out looking at the fool. Y'all remember, we done been looking at that fool for the last almost all summer long, because we went through the book of Proverbs, didn't we? Looking at the fool. Amen. And notice what he says. Again, I'm reading out of the Living Bible, which is more of a paraphrase, not necessarily a word-to-word translation, but I think you can get the thoughts down a little bit better. He says, debt flies, verse 1, chapter 10, debt flies will cause even a bottle of perfume to stink. Yes, a small mistake can outweigh much wisdom and honor. In other words, he said a small mistake can make you look like a fool. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Do we have any? No, I can't ask that question. Don't raise your hand. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. Amen. A wise man's heart lead him to do right, and a fool's heart lead him to do evil. If you're doing evil, what kind of heart do you have? You got the heart of a fool. That's why you keep falling in love with a no good man. Ooh. Now notice I say you keep. See, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, huh? Shame on me. Amen. Amen. See, anybody can be tricked the first time. But after you done been tricked, you don't supposed to keep making the same mistake. But I love him. That's what guy number five told you. You don't supposed to keep making the same mistake. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. It says, if the boss is angry, I'm at verse number three. You can identify a fool just by the way he walks down the street. You can identify a fool just by how he walked down the street. This danger on this side, okay? This is danger over here. This is not danger over here. This is the safe side. What side the fool gonna walk on? Huh? That he gonna get as close as he can to the danger. You see, you can tell a fool. He gonna go right there to the edge of a cliff. That's the fool. You see, he get right there to the edge. That's the fool. That's what the Bible's talking about. You can tell a fool just by how he walked down the street. Amen. He gets as close as he can to danger. That's a fool. He plays with the fire. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. He can see a fire, somebody's on fire, and he'll go right close as he can to it, and somebody have to snatch him back. You shouldn't have to tell a person, get back from there. That's a fool. Do you see what Solomon said? Now, I just observed that just from my research. You can tell a fool by the way they walk down the street. Amen. See, a lot of things we need to do is take a step back and just watch. You can tell right in church who the fools are. Let's go in the... Boy, I'm messing up tonight, ain't I? I'm messing up. Oh, boy. Let's see here. Let's just go a little bit further. If the boss, verse 4, if the boss is angry with you, don't quit. A quiet spirit will quiet his bad temper. Did you see that? You don't have to go look for another job if you done made the boss mad. Yeah. I like this commercial they made on television about the donuts. You're not coming late. You're the one that's bringing the donuts. You see? So if you're going to be late, stop by the donut shop. You see, help the boss out. You see, amen, amen, amen. All right. See, you got to know how to work with the boss. Look what he says. There is another Eve I have seen. I have watched the world go by, a sad situation concerning kings and rulers, for I have seen foolish men given great authority and rich men not given their rightful place of dignity. I've seen servants riding while princes walk like servants. And notice what he says. He says, I see some flip-flop goes on in life. Yeah. He says, not even the rich get everything they deserve. Amen. Goes on a little bit further. Look at what he says about working. He says in verse number 8, he says, dig a well and fall into it. Demolish an old wall and be bitten by a snake. When working in a quarry, in other words, a brickyard, stones will fall and crush you. There's a risk in each stroke of your axe. In all of life, just in your everyday job, there's a risk. You taking a risk just going out there cutting wood, he say. Every time you pick up that axe, he say, you taking a risk. You don't know it, but you taking a risk. That's what he's saying here. And just every day, whatever you're doing, 9 times out of 10, there's a risk involved. So most people say, I don't take no risk. Yes, you do. When you got up this morning and was walking around in the house, you was taking a risk. You just didn't know it. You could have slipped down on some water or something in the house. Amen. You could have slipped down on a potato or something that you didn't put in the garbage can. Amen. So all of life, you can't go around in life being scared to work. Is I'm right about it? All right, let's go on a little bit further here. And he talks about the lazy man. So we looked at the foolish man, the working man, and then actually it's the lazy foolish man. Because he still talks about the fool. Verse number 12 and 13, he says, it is pleasant to listen to the wise word, but a fool speech bring him to ruins. Since it began with foolish premise, his conclusion is sheer madness. A fool knows all about the future and tells everybody in detail. Ain't that some? Have you met them kind of folks like that? They already know what's going to happen. And soon as something happened that's similar to it, they said, didn't I tell you what's going to happen? I told you, didn't I tell you? Amen. Amen. They know the future. Amen. But who can really know what is going to happen? A fool is so upset by a little work that he has no strength for the simplest matter. What do your Bible says there? It says somebody going to the city, don't it? What did it say? Huh? What do it say? Read that verse. What did it say about the city? If you ask me to go to the store and back, that's too hard. That's a lazy person. That's what that's saying. The simplest thing can seem to be hard. They pass the store to come to the house every day. And then you ask them, can you go to the store for me? Oh, why are you asking me to go to the store? The simplest thing, they just told on themselves. They just told on themselves. The problem is, they what? Huh? That's the problem. The problem is you're dealing with laziness. Why are we scared to call laziness laziness? We got some of the most laziest folks around today. Tell the truth and shame the devil. That lit boy that you calling a lit prince. You are calling him a prince, aren't you? I sure hope you ain't calling your lit boy a princess. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Ah. But as I was saying, that little boy that, you know, we call our children because they make all A's and all B's. And when they get a job, they won't even help mama or daddy with their lazy self. They done went to work 8 hours, come home, and you ask me, can you come over to my house and do such and such for me? Now, what good to them A's and B's do you? See, we are training our kids to work for somebody else. We ain't getting no use out of them. Mama and them used to say they're going to get all the use out of us before we leave home. We said, well, I'm going to leave. I ain't ever coming back. Mama said, that's all right. I don't work you to death before you leave, though. I'm going to be done work you to death. I'm gonna get my beans out of you. Amen. All them beans that I'm putting in you, I'm going to get my beans out. Because, you know, they used to say back in my day, I know you done heard this, boy, that boy ain't worth a hill of beans. Huh? Yes. Amen. And we got some lazy children today. They don't know how to work. We got to teach them how to work. They don't know how to sweep the floor. You got to teach them how to work. How they going to learn how to sweep the floor if you don't teach them? How they going to learn how to vacuum if you don't teach them? How they going to learn how to cook if you don't teach them? Everybody, before they leave the house, before they get in high school, they ought to know how to cook. Amen. Well, I don't know about all them washing clothes now, but they need to know how to cook. Yeah, they need to know how to wash clothes. I just had a good mama. She just washed all my clothes. When I left home, I didn't know all about washing clothes. Amen. Even when I went back home, you know, mama always, it's like just going on a vacation when I used to go home. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't know what I had when I left home. Men had to wash the clothes, and I said, I'm going to just get this chair. Because, you know, the chair, you know, huh? Yeah, I still had to sort out the stuff. I thought you could just throw everything in there and get you some chair and just throw in there. I said, now, what's all these directions for? All I need to know is just the amount you throw in here. Boy, I still had to sort it out. I said, I thought I saw the commercial or something that you just, you know, you can use chair on anything. And you can, but you still got to sort it out. I say, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 But simple things can seem to be hard. Now, notice what it said. Woe to the land whose king is a child and whose leader are already drunk in the morning. Did y'all see what's going on there? Woe to the land whose king is a child and whose leaders are already drunk in the morning. Well, we got one out of the two in our land today. One of the problems in Congress is they drunk. Now, you think about this. They're getting ready to work on a, let's say, Medicare bill or something over martinis. Now, you think about that. They finna deal with all the senior citizens in America, health care, over martinis and stuff. You want yours wet or dry? Y'all didn't think I knew about that, did you? I be watching television. Amen. And what's that, ice or no ice? That's what they're talking about, ain't it? What they talking about? Ah, look at that. Look at that. Man, did you see that? Amen. Amen. See, one is to shake and the other one is non-shake. Y'all didn't know that? That's why you need to be in Bible study so you learn stuff. Amen. Amen. That way them worldly people can't pull fast ones on you. All right. All right. Look at what the Bible says. Happy the land whose king is noble and whose leaders work hard before they feast and drink, and then only to strengthen themselves for the task ahead. Laziness let the roof leak, and soon the rafter begin to rot. Boy, ain't that something. A party gives laughter, and wine gives happiness, and money gives everything. Did you see the three there? Did you see those three? A party is for laughter. So if you want to have a party, what's the purpose of the party? So we can have some fun and laugh. If I say we're going to have a party tonight, I want us to have some fun. I don't want us to come up there and just be talking business. We're supposed to be partying. Party. You know, we come on up in there, you know, do the wash machine. I don't know what the dance is today. You know, now in my day, when I was in my last year in high school, it was the chicken and stuff. Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh, come on, Sister Ella. Amen. 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 Y'all know about earth, wind, and fire and all of them. Amen. Confunction and all of them. Amen. And the Sugar Hill Gang, that was one of the first ones that had their rapping and stuff. Uh-huh. That was one of the first rapping groups and stuff. You know, this rapping and hip-hop just didn't come out in the 90s. See, we had that back in the 70s. Uh-huh. Sure did. Sly and the Family Stone, all of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 The Sledge, Sister Sledge, and we are family. I got all my sisters with me. Amen. Amen. I remember that so well because I was watching a baseball game when the Pittsburgh Pirates won the championship. Y'all remember that back in the 70s? And they were saying, "We are family, Lee," out there on the. And I said, "What's that song?" And I said, "I'm going to go get that record." Got that record.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.